Hi everyone, today we are reading from John chapter 16, verses 1 through 11. I have said these things to you to keep you from falling away. They will put you out of synagogues. Indeed, the hour is coming when whoever kills you will think he is offering service to God. And they will do these things because they have not known the Father nor me. But I have said these things to you, that when their hour comes, you may remember that I told them to you. I did not say these things to you from the beginning, because I was with you. But now I am going to him who sent me, and none of you asked me, where are you going? But because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will convict the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment. Concerning sin, because they did not believe in me. Concerning righteousness, because I go to the Father and you will see me no longer. Concerning judgment, because the ruler of this world is judged. So in yesterday's passage, Jesus was telling his disciples about how they should expect the world to hate them. They should expect persecution, opposition from the world. And he says that it's because the world hated or hates Jesus. We should expect the same as well as we follow him. And so in the immediate context here, Jesus was telling this to his disciples, who would be, you know, the apostles, the leaders of the early church. And so when we come to this passage, Jesus tells them in verse 2 that, you know, they're going to put you out of synagogues. Now, that doesn't sound that bad at face value, but, you know, synagogues were like the primary places of worship for Jewish people. And beyond that, I think we could think of them as kind of like cultural centers for the Jewish people. For us, if we're like kicked out of a church, it would be hard and traumatizing, but we could just go to another church. But for the people of this time, it's like being kicked out of your culture, your whole family, it's becoming an outcast. And then, of course, right after this, Jesus tells them that the hour is coming then when whoever kills you will think he's offering service to God. Jesus is foretelling the suffering, the persecution, and actually even the martyrdom that is to come for his disciples. Now, this is probably not exactly enjoyable to hear for his disciples, and we know that they were already generally confused and misunderstanding what Jesus had come to do or what he was about to do even. But Jesus says he tells them these things to keep them from falling away. He doesn't want them to be surprised later on. He wants them to recognize and remember this, right? And he says in verse 4 that he tells them this now so that they can remember these words later. But Jesus doesn't just leave them with like, oh, hey, persecution's coming. He reminds them again in the second half of this passage, verses 7 through 11 mainly, that the Helper, the Holy Spirit, would come to them. Now, in the next passage, which we'll cover on Monday, Jesus tells them how the Holy Spirit will help them, like personally, the Holy Spirit would help his disciples. But here, Jesus first talks about how the Holy Spirit would convict the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment. Now, I'm not sure how intentional this is, but Jesus first starts with talking about how the Holy Spirit would be the one who first moves in people's hearts. And he says this before he starts talking about how the Holy Spirit would help his disciples. And I find that a little interesting because you might think, you know what, hey, guys, persecution's coming, some really tough times are coming, but the Holy Spirit's going to come and you're going to feel better about it, which Jesus did talk about that already, of course. But here, in this context, he talks about more specifically about how, before he talks about how the Holy Spirit would equip them and help them, he talks about how the Holy Spirit would be working in this world. And I'm not exactly sure why, but I think maybe it's because Jesus was still on mission and the Holy Spirit will be on mission as well. And again, even the passage that we'll cover on Monday, it's not about how the Holy Spirit would bring peace or help his disciples to feel better. It's about how the Holy Spirit would help them to minister, to witness to the world. And now there's a time and a place, and it already happened even in the Gospel of John here, where the Holy Spirit's about like this comfort, this peace that we need personally. But here, Jesus is highlighting the mission. This is the work of the Holy Spirit. He's going to convict people of their sin. He's going to work in people's hearts. He's going to witness, in a sense, about me. And Jesus is telling his disciples, persecution is coming. The world will oppose you, but we will minister. You will minister. You will be people who, like, bring people, witness about me to the world. This is Jesus on mission, the Holy Spirit on mission, and this is what we're called to as well. The Holy Spirit is here to comfort us and to help us, to bring us peace, to draw us to deeper relationship with Jesus, all those things. Of course, that's super important. But as part of it, it's not a separate thing. As part of that, there's a mission as well. There's something we're called to as well. And so let's pray as we are in this world. Opposition is a reality. There are difficult things in trying to follow Jesus. We need the Holy Spirit. And we need to be on mission. We need to be a blessing to the world around us. So let's pray. Jesus, we thank you that you have sent the Holy Spirit to us. And we pray that this day, that as a church, Lord, that we will live on mission, that we'll be people who minister to this world, even when the world opposes us, that we will be people who strive to be a blessing. And Lord, we want to see people come to know you, Jesus. So help us, God. Use us. May your Holy Spirit work and convict hearts of the people around us, and may we be part of sharing the good news with them. We thank you, Jesus, for this. Help us, God. In your name we pray.